There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I agree with you 100%. I really do. I just think what these guys have put on tape for the first 5 weeks, you know, it's not like they played an easy schedule. Well, the Giants just went to Seattle and beat them. Cardinals just beat the hell out of San Francisco. The Bengals, obviously, are the Bengals. They beat them on Monday Night Football, Joe Burrow. So they've had some tough teams they've had to beat. So, yeah, I'm not too sold on the NFC East right now, the other teams. Dallas has their issues on defense, and Dak makes some bonehead throws every now and then. Philadelphia, they're always in the media for something negative going on over there. And, you know, he can beat the Giants. He already did. So I don't see why that's a stretch to say you can't win the NFC East.
That was Jay Gruden, as heard right here on Grant and Danny earlier today on The Fan. It goes without saying it will take keeping Jaden Daniels healthy. You cannot have any massive injuries to your most important players, but if Daniels gets this team in and out of the huddle on 17 occasions this year, over 18 weeks, they're playoff bound. That's what it feels like right now, and I'm ready 5 weeks in to say that. The DMV's football team has a bright future. It's time for you to think about yours. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm Kondori & Murad. They'll help update your last will and testament and set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them that we sent you so you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, I caught up with Fidarian Mathis after the game. A lot of people felt like he had one of his best games with the team.
I certainly did.
Really noticeable, living at the line of scrimmage, shutting down the run. They completely stuffed the Browns at the line and made Deshaun Watson beat them. And needless to say, he was not capable of doing that. This was Mathis' locker room yesterday after the game.
It seems like every week you guys are getting a little better, and this was pretty dominant today. How do you feel about 7 sacks and 0 for the game on third down for the Browns?
Oh, man, that's very impressive, man. Just everybody buying in, you know, the whole D-line, the DBs, everybody buying in to what Coach Witt is calling. I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody taking care of their assignment. As long as we keep doing that, the plays are going to keep coming for each and every one of the guys out there.
7 sacks collectively, and it was kind of an everybody-eats type day. Yeah. When that's happening out there, what is that like just being on the field knowing it's somebody's turn? I don't know if it's me or somebody else. Someone's getting to him here.
For sure. It's just, like I say, everybody building off each other. You got to be able to trust the player beside you. If we keep doing that, bro, it's going to be – next week might go to 10. You never know, man. Just everybody got to keep buying into the system, keep buying into what Coach Wick is calling, and we're going to be all right, for sure.
Outside the building, after 1 week, after 2 weeks, there's a thought of what this defense is. Did you guys always know, give us a little time here, we're going to get where we need to be?
I mean – You just can't listen to the naysayers, man. Everybody got their own opinion, but what goes on in this facility, bro, is between us. We know what we can do. We know what we're capable of, and we believe in each other. We just keep doing that. We'll be just fine. You know, we can't worry about the outsiders. Everybody got their own opinion at the end of the day. So,
I know you want to soak up this win, but if you don't mind, real quick before I let you go, next week's the Ravens, one of the great running teams in the league. For a guy like yourself, I'd imagine. Kind of lick your lips a little bit because it's Derrick Henry. It's Lamar Jackson. I mean, they're coming downhill. Like, what is that? It's power versus power, man.
Yeah, we just got to do our job. You don't make the game bigger than what it is. Just do our job and just fight on. Like, do what we do every week. Just continue to have a great mindset, and we're going to be all right.
When is the last time Washington had this kind of a showdown? 1 o'clock on Sunday puts a little damper on it because it feels like a primetime matchup, maybe could have, should have been flexed, but obviously NBC wanted it.
CBS told, said, how about now?
Yeah, they just said no. So they'll send Nance and Romo, their A-team. We'll get the A-broadcast crew for CBS in the early window on Sunday, although I think I'm going to go to the game up in Charm City. So I'll have to see what those guys say post-game when I rewatch it. But when's the last time you were this fired up for a non-week one Commanders regular season game?
I'm racking my brain. I'm... It might be that Sunday night Green Bay game years ago, 2016 or whenever it was. Both teams were pretty good, I think, or Green Bay hadn't hit their stride yet and were reeling, but still had a winning record because it was Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, man. It has been a minute. And the difference here is, honestly, if they don't win this game, talking about Washington.
I think it's a house money game.
Precisely what I was going to say. I mean, that's it. This is if they do win, they're 5-1 and they just beat the Ravens in their building who needed it. Holy crap.
No. If they win, instead of talking about they could make the playoffs next week, we're saying this is the best team in football, arguably. Right? I mean, 5-1.
They're in the combo.
The Vikings will have a bye. They'll still be 5-0. The Chiefs will have played 2 times, counting next week. The way they're playing, I have a hard time believing they'd be 6-0. But hypothetically, let's say you don't have the best record, fine. You will statistically, presumably, have the best offense. You'll have just beaten the team with the best running game when we were told the defense can't stop the run. You will have won 5 straight. You'd be 5-1, first time since 1996. I think the conversation next week is going to be about whether or not they are the best team in the league. Again, I'm not talking like that means they're going to win the Super Bowl or they're the last team standing. We're just reacting to what is. I know people don't want to do that because of the anxieties and the nerves of the past, but what is through 5 games is this is a top 5 team in the league right now. This is a top 3 offense in the league. This is a top 2 running game with Baltimore. This is a quarterback playing at a top 5 elite level. Like, those are the things that are currently happening right now. We can acknowledge them or not, and I say, why not acknowledge them?
Yeah, and because that doesn't mean the next thing. In other words, right now is now. This is 100% true. This is unequivocal. Everything you just said is correct. It also doesn't mean that they got home field advantage throughout the postseason and a first round bye, and we'll see in the NFC title game for the first time in 35 years. Nobody's saying that.
That Redskins team in 16 that beat the Packers on Sunday night was actually pretty good. They were 6-2-1.
Yep.
I don't remember it being that good. So that win, you know what? They would have been 5-3-1. Sorry. That win got them to 6-3-1 against the Packers. Kirko threw for 375-3 on a windy night. 42-24 win over Green Bay. I don't remember being as jazzed up for that game, but I probably was. So maybe that's what we were going back about.
Yeah, but it's almost 10 years.
8 years. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
Since networks were fighting over the Washington Commanders. What I really like about Sunday against Baltimore is we're going to get our defensive answer. How good is the Commanders' defense? How much of it was the Browns being terrible, or the Cardinals helping them by abandoning the run, and Kyler Murray having a bad game, or he just stayed in the pocket for some reason to seem like to prove a message? Did you see yesterday he ripped off a 50-yard touchdown run? That was a different guy than we saw 2 weeks ago.
I mean, he gets through a hole and is even with a couple of guys and puts his finger in the air going, touchdown.
That was hilarious. He did that at like the 45-yard
line. Yeah, with a long way to go.
And guys like on his heels.
Uh-huh. He knew.
Nobody's catching him.
But for this week, talking about the Ravens, if you let Derrick Henry get his feet going, in other words, if he's got momentum, he's like Juggernaut from X-Men. Like, once he has momentum, it's like trying to tackle what is the expression somebody used? Was it Fred Smoot or someone? Like a bowling ball of knives? Like, that dude is not fun to bring down. So it's on defensive linemen to do the disrupting thing. If you make him move and change direction early, you got a chance. But you could see it in overtime against Cincinnati. As soon as he get that one little cut and he's going upfield, it's now this Mack truck that's escaped into the secondary. He is ridiculous when he gets going. So you can't let him get going. Easier said.
This matchup is the number one and number two rushing offenses in the NFL. Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels. I saw someone had like a meme of Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson kind of going head-to-head, and they were like, this weekend's game. Daniels, early on the first couple of weeks, I thought was kind of playing a Lamar game. He has been more of a pocket passing presence, though. Not that Jackson, who threw for 3 bills, can't do some of those things, too. But I think when you watch Lamar, he is more of a runner than Daniels probably wants to be, which is what I'm really intrigued and enjoying about Jaden Daniels' game here of late. We'll get to Don't Forget About in just a couple of moments. Let's hit the phones, 800-636-1067. Dan's in Warrington on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Come on.
It's doing great.
Wanted to chime in on your postseason prediction, and I want to say, Grant, I don't think you're crazy. In fact, I think you're usually a little more sane and lucid than maybe your partner there, Mr. Hoothay. But I think in this case, I kind of agree with Danny. The angst and anxiety and having been kicked in the gut over and over again for so many years. I can see it, but I just don't know if I can feel it yet.
I totally get that. And I think that's kind of what I am suggesting is, I think the fact that a lot of people are hesitant to kind of acknowledge what's happening and what lies ahead is the past being prologue and not really about the moment. Because it is certainly about Washington and what they're doing, but for me it's also about, I don't believe in the Eagles or the Cowboys being that good. I think those are 10-win teams at best. Washington's got to go 6-6 to finish there with a fairly weak schedule. I think they lose to the Ravens this week. Somebody just showed me that they bought a ticket for the division championship. I think they got like maybe plus 290 or something. $100 gets you a couple hundred more. And I said, well, I love it. I don't know when you got this, but I'd wait to buy a division title ticket till after the Ravens game because they probably lose. The odds probably get a little longer and you get a little bit more value. But even at that point at 4-2, I'm going to feel really good about where they are. And at worst, they'll be tied for the division lead. I just think you look at the schedule ahead and what we know. Now, this is why playing the offseason win-losses game is such a dumb exercise. They play like the Panthers in a couple of weeks, the Bears after that, the Giants, the Steelers who can't move the ball or score, the Eagles and the Cowboys in succession. Neither team is overly daunting. Like, stop me when you find a game where you go, they're probably not going to win. The Ravens coming up, 7-point dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we haven't had another one of those going through the schedule. They play the Titans, the Saints, the Eagles, the Falcons, the Cowboys. If Jaden Daniels is on your team charter, you got a chance to win every week the way he's playing. So, yes, you've got to keep him healthy. That's the caveat, that you need to not suffer major injuries to your key players. But any team can say that. My point is just the trajectory currently is that very obviously of a playoff team.
Yeah, and the data says that.
More likely than not, the data's on the side of a division championship team.
Yeah, but teams that start 4-1 generally end up having pretty good seasons. Usually, you got to be pretty good to start 4-1. So, ipso facto,
and
right?
And it's not just 4-1. It's 4-1 and whooping people's
butts.
That's
true. That's fair.
They were 4-1 with Jim Zorn, and they'd outscored their opponents in the four wins by 20 points. They've outscored opponents this time by 57 points. They have won back-to-back games by the margin that they have, and that's not something that they do around here, right? I mean, you got to go back, I think, 20 years to find the last time they pulled off consecutive wins of this magnitude, of the discrepancy that they've had. So it's not just wins. Like Jay Gruden said, I mean, it's domination. Sean's in Waldorf. What's up, Sean?
Grandaddy, great show as always.
Appreciate you.
I mean, a couple points. We definitely going to playoffs. If we don't win the division, yeah, I'm disappointed. But I'm going to tell you right now, like you said, if we beat Baltimore, we are the best team in the league. I don't care what nobody say. And I was there all those 1,000 years ago, like Lord Elrod on Lord of the Rings, where we was chicken tail back in the 90s. Minnesota was supposed to be good. Detroit was supposed to be good. They're frauds to me. I think we're the best team in the league right now before we beat Baltimore. And we beat Baltimore, it's guaranteed.
If they beat the Ravens, he's got them as the one seed. That's pretty funny.
Then game on. Yeah, at the moment, right? But again, that doesn't mean – this is the part that people just can't handle, I think, is that no one necessarily says that because that's true right now, that doesn't guarantee anything
so
beyond this moment,
it
right?
It gets you nothing.
Right.
That and $2 gets you half a cup of coffee, right?
Pretty much.
I would add this, though, and this is why I'm the most excited. In the same way that I said this Ravens game is house money – this season is mostly house money.
I was going to bring that up.
This is year one of whatever this build is. To Dan Quinn's credit, he said it's not a rebuild. They got to find North. I think they found North pretty quickly here.
And where's five?
Right, they recalibrated, right? I mean, they've calibrated, it seems like. But they have $100 million going into the offseason to spend. Massive amounts of cap space. They have another allotment of draft picks, and they added a third for Adam Peters. They are in as good a spot in terms of assets as any team in the league with money and picks again. And you have what is the holy grail in this sport, which is the quarterback on a rookie contract who seems like he is your franchise QB and your answer.
So I was talking to a dad this morning on the walk to school.
The walk to school chat.
The sports
never
fans,
fails
they want to come up and chat about the foosball team. And I said, they're in the same phase as the Wizards. Now, the Wizards have, it's going to take them longer because there was no Wembanyama in their draft where they got the second overall pick. And, there's no instant cure. You need one superstar player, then maybe more will come. But they're in that deconstruction phase. Usually when a team is 4-13 and fires everybody, everybody under the sun got fired, right? You need to dig out. And then usually what happens is 5 or 6 wins the next year, but you're bringing your own guys, then you kind of start your build. Sorry, they're already a little bit ahead of pace at the moment where they're beating up everybody by 21 points a week.
It is time on Grant and Danny, as we do before we get out of here on all of these Monday shows, win or loss, for Don't Forget About Something We Don't Think Is Getting Enough Attention.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Don't forget that Alameda Zacchaeus was awesome in the punt return game. Time and time again, getting his footing and getting upfield pretty quickly, no wasted movements. I thought he did a really good job on special teams.
Do not forget, this is a deep cut, that Nick Ballor, I believe the guy who got the holding penalty on Austin Eckler's season opening kickoff return for a touchdown, or at least home opener, all over the field on special teams, talking about commitment, finding guys that fit the culture, finding guys that do what they're supposed to do, starring in their role. 4 special teams tackles yesterday for Nick Ballor.
Don't forget Jeremy McNichols was huge in the second half. Brian Robinson didn't play a single snap after halftime. He was actually pretty annoyed by that, it seemed like. He was not in a good mood in the locker room. I went up to him, tried to talk to him. He was not having it. He just looked like he was salty. I understand. I mean, the guy worked hard to be on the field this week and to make sure he could play. Had the 2 rushing touchdowns, 7 carries in the first half. But I also think the team did the right thing, by the way, as an aside. There's no reason when you're up by 3 touchdowns with a position where you're a battering ram getting a lot of contact all year to push it. So they did the right thing. They played McNichols. They played Eckler. But Jeremy McNichols is averaging 7 yards per carry this season and has 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
Please don't forget about the fact that Dorrance Armstrong, remember we asked before the Cincinnati game, where's Dorrance Armstrong? What's he doing? Why isn't he doing anything? 3 sacks over the last 3 weeks.
How about that?
Half sack, 1.5, and 1 this past week. It's not dominant, jump off the tape, J.J. Watt stuff, but they don't make that many of those guys. You keep your nose to the grindstone, you keep staying in your rush lanes, eventually, you keep doing that, you end up with double digits.
Don't forget that Terry McLaurin has gone for 100 yards 2 of the last 3 weeks. Now, he did have a lost fumble and a dropped touchdown yesterday, uncharacteristically painful at times, his performance. However, he'll make up for that as the year goes along. You already know that. But he went for 100 against the Bengals. He went for 112 yesterday, had the 52-yard game against the Cardinals. He is back on a 78-catch, 1,000-yard pace after his rough start.
Don't forget about the fact that a rotation at left tackle, like their Florida quarterbacks a dozen-plus years ago, it's Tebow and Leak, going back and forth. Lucas and Coleman allowed 0. That's 0 of what, Danny? 0 of anything for Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett did not appear on the stat sheet yesterday. That's a defensive player of the year candidate that's as good as anybody in football. He may be the best defensive player we got. 0. No impact.
Ed's in Springdale on GND. What's up, Ed? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Great, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to say, we're talking about don't forget, let's not forget Adam Peters. I mean, you know, the team that he's put together with all of these players that were, like, not drafted, captains of their team, people with high integrity that come out and play every day. These are not the type of guys that we've seen in the years past that were in the club after a loss. These are focused guys, and I really think based on the players that we got and the coaching staff that we have and, you know, we obviously our dynamic quarterback, we can go deep into the playoffs this year.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Squeeze in Vic and Akakik, who's been waiting on G&D. What's up, Vic?
What's up, G&D?
Hey, buddy.
Grant, we agree, brother.
Let's do it.
Playoff or bust. Double-digit win team or bust. I know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at good football. I'm looking at good football on a well-rounded football team. I'm looking at a team that is very well coached, very well prepared. They do things right. They do things with the level of intentionality and excellence. If I was just coming out of a coma, and I saw this, I would not think anything else with what I'm seeing now. My son said to me the other day, Dad, are the Commanders good? They don't suck anymore. I said, as far as you know, since you just started watching football, call it that.
Yeah, they're the Chiefs.
Yes, indeed. I'm not expecting anything but what I'm seeing because of the way the organization is moving. And I'll leave with this. Greg, you said something very dope. You said, we have a stockpile of draft picks, because we do. We have $100 million in cap space. This is how the 49ers in the mid to late 80s, early 90s got top, super talented. This is how the Dallas Cowboys became what they were in the mid 90s. This is not hyperbole to me. This is not Victor going too far. Grant, I know what you're saying. You are saying what you are seeing. And hopefully we can capitalize on the gold that we are mining and make the most of.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's, to me, just the opportunity is there in front of them. And look, if they disappoint, if they don't finish 10-7 or better, if they go sub 500 the rest of the way, if the bottom falls out, the Kingsbury offensive regression from Arizona happens, mm-hmm. Daniels looks more pedestrian, then we'll go back to the drawing board and we can dissect everything. They're still going to be a 500-ish team. It's still going to be viewed as a massive win from, you know, the offseason. It'll be a disappointment from here on out. But it looks like you've got your quarterback.
Yeah, given
answer.
The preseason expectations totally. To that end point of winning 9 games, that's
and then
awesome.
And then you go into the offseason, you get rid of the things that didn't work from here on out that led to your sub 500 finish. You add at the places where you need to, namely pass rusher, a couple of other things, maybe a, you know, playmaking, explosive wide receiver if they want to do that, whatever it looks like. And it's another offseason for Adam Peters, who seems to have had a tremendous first offseason. It's early. I don't like kind of claiming victory on any moves in the first quarter of a year, right? But right now, the arrow is trending very much up on Luvu, Eckler, Wagner, Biotish, Allegretti, Brown, Zacchaeus, Ertz, Armstrong, Chin, Fowler. If you look at the draft class, Daniels looks really good. Coleman looks excellent. McCaffrey's looked very solid. We could go round and around the horn.
And none of those guys, by the way, are top of the market, $30 million players. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what's always the most devastating, is finding a guy that for not that much and getting more than you bargained for out of him is always awesome. But going out for the superstar, the big game hunter, right? That you pay someone top of the market at their given position, and that guy's a bust? See every move that Rivera made, see most moves the Bruce Allen and company made over the years, the Josh Norman signings, things like that. It's disastrous. And as you already pointed out, full allotment of draft picks and more coming, and $100 million without making without lifting a finger going into the next offseason in terms of cap room.
The future's bright for the local football team and for you. And it is time for you to plan your future. The exclusive sponsor of our show will help, Kondorian Murads, the law firm that makes this show possible. They'll get you squared away with your last will and testament. They'll set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, you know who must have been pretty happy last night?
Who's up?
What do you think Josh Harris was saying, the new owner of the football operation last evening?
I say it's, you know, a great start to something. We don't want to be satisfied after, you know, only 5 weeks. But, you know, our goals are to be sustainably good and have a chance to try to win championships. And it's incumbent upon us to deliver a product that this fan base and all of us can be, you know, proud of.
Josh, you know who's on the show coming up tomorrow?
You guys always have a great lineup, and I would say I should come on more.
Well, you could come on tomorrow if you want. We'd love to have you.
I have to talk to someone about that, but more people should try to come on your show.
Lewis Riddick at 3.
He's outstanding.
Austin Eckler at 5.
Great player.
John Carlson of the Capitals, if you're familiar with his work. I know you love the Devils.
Well, he torments me as the Devils owner oftentimes.
Certainly does. It's going to be a good Tuesday operation around these parts on Grant and Danny. Toby's next. Enjoy Monday Night Football.
Thank you for coming.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.